Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, I don't mind... I don't know. Those guys are playing. I don't know what to do with that. I think, Jake, there's a large contingent of fans. I think there's a contingent of fans who would really like to see Max, Isaac, those guys out there playing with the three that you just mentioned right there.
That would be a scary thought because I don't think Max or Isaac are ready. Like, Max is a very intriguing prospect, but I think he needs an offseason here in Sacramento to build out his frame a little bit better and be able to absorb contact. And I can see that on a consistent basis, but offensively, like finesse-wise, shot-wise, it's definitely there. Defensively, it's just not. And Isaac, you know, he's shown that he can dominate on the G League level, and that's great and all, but I need to consistently see that you can knock down the corner three, play solid defense and be able to rebound at a high level. And I've yet to see that even in 4 preseason games. Plus, he's sick tonight, guys. So, like, make most of your opportunity. Well, he's going to get an opportunity over the next 3 days, and unfortunately, he's going to be out because of sickness. That's unfortunate on his end because he's not going to be able to showcase what he could possibly get. So that's why we're going to get a bunch of Dario Saric, which is going to be – or Sarge? What is it?
I call him Sarge.
Sarge.
Okay, it's Sarge. who, by the way, you know, was cast aside last year, so in Denver. So we'll see how good that three. He has something to prove, though. You know, if I was him, I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna get some run here. You know,
he's actually played well in the preseason.
He did. Could hit some threes. Yeah. Can he rebound? Can he defend? That's the real question here. He can spread the floor, though.
The other thing that when we talk about the young guys that that maybe I see different than others is, I don't need to play them a whole lot to know what I have. Like, I know what I have. And that doesn't mean I'm right. I've been wrong plenty of times evaluating players. But I look at Neek. Neek is the one that I'm real interested on his upside. And like, all right, what do we have here? Like, what's really going on with Neek? I may want to see more of him. But Keegan, Maxine, Keon, Devin, Isaac – they're all NBA players. They're all NBA guys. They'll be in the league. But I know I'm not holding back an all-star. So I know what I got. I got a good role player in all those guys. So I don't need them to play 35 minutes a night to figure out who they are and what they can be. I know I have an idea who they are unless they show me something different. I know that I need to go out and I got those guys. I need to find a guy that can produce like DeMar DeRozan, that can produce like Zach LaVine. That's what I need. And I know I'm confident that I don't have that on the roster right now with any of these young guys.
You don't think Neek could grow into a more starter role?
Neek is the one I'm looking at. Neek is the one that's caught my attention with the way he's played in preseason. Just his skill set, his vision, his passing ability, his ability to create off the bounce, that is really, really good. Like, it's really good, and I want to see more from him. But outside of him, I'm pretty sure I ain't got no all-star, and I'm going to need an all-star. Zach and DeMar are all-stars. Domantas Sabonis are all-stars. I need to replace them. These guys ain't going to do it. I need to keep looking for that guy.
Are we sure?
Neek is the only one that gives me pause. The other ones I talked about, Keegan, Maxine, Devin, Keon, no, those aren't all-stars in this league.
Okay.
Okay.
Who you guys thinking?
I'm not thinking anyone. Mm. It was definitive. Your remark was pretty definitive, and it's like, well, these guys, I don't think any of them are all stars, but I don't know. I haven't seen Max play enough. I haven't seen Neek play enough. I haven't seen any of these guys play
That's
enough, except
too.
For Keegan, mm. who I don't think Keegan is peaked as a player.
Bingo. Thank you.
Settle down. Unlike everybody else, I don't think I know what Keegan's peak is, though. I don't know if it's, like, I know people want it to be 18 to 20 points per game. Mm-hmm. It might be 16. It might be 16 to 18. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what Keegan's peak is, and that's where I always kind of get, like, stuck. 16 to 18 is good enough, more than good enough, in my opinion, for the role that he's in now.
Right.
But if you, like, no, we need Keegan to be the one. We need Keegan to be the guy. Well, 16 to 18 isn't going to get it done. And I don't even know if Keegan is that type of player. Mm. Neek, I have no clue. All of these other guys, I have no idea. Keon can't get a steady. I feel for Keon in a certain way in that he's, you know, already played for multiple coaches. He, you know, he's kind of been diminished by his former general manager and his former coach. And we're not really sure exactly what his current coach and his current general manager think of him. We know he wasn't given a contract extension, and we know he was kind of played off the court a few nights ago. Earlier in this preseason, I should say. So that doesn't happen very often, but it did happen. So what is he? I don't know. I feel like he's – I don't know what he is.
I think – and I'll let you answer, Jake, too. I think – the best case scenario for Keon's career is he's Alex Caruso, which is fantastic. That is a key cog in a championship winning team. That is very necessary, but that's not an all-star. It's not even close.
No, I agree with you, but Caruso is coveted around the league. Like, and that's why, yes, he's not an all-star, but he's still one of the most valuable players you can have on a roster. And that's why you can't overlook how much Keon brings to you. Just because he's not going to be playing in the All-Star game doesn't mean he doesn't make the All-Defensive team, right? Doesn't mean that he doesn't shoot the three at a high clip, right? Mm-hmm. And I think with Keegan, as well as, you know, I agree. I don't think Keegan's a number one. He doesn't have the alpha personality, doesn't have the alpha playing ability on the court. But I still don't think we've seen his full game. I don't think his full game is developed. I know he can shoot the three. I know he can defend at a high level, but I am still very intrigued to see what he can do in his one-on-one game, in his pull-up game, see if that's – he worked on it this offseason. We have not seen it, its full potential, and I want to see what it looks like because he is a big, long forward that when he gets to his steps and gets to his place, he can knock down the shot. And I don't think that there's that availability, especially with this roster and the rosters they've had in the past, to let him do that. That's where I sit there and say that's the youth movement, because I don't think that when I say he's young, I also don't think he's given his full opportunity to take the amount of shots he needs to take. I'm with Dame, though. Like, he's not going to be 16 or 18 points tonight if he's a number two. He needs to be closer to the low 20s, and I think he needs to be averaging at least 9 rebounds a game, right, and defending the best player on the opposing roster. But he can't do it alone, right? He's not your piece you build around, but he's definitely a massive, massive – part of your future moving forward.
I think what people, I wonder if one of the things people get stuck on is the idea that, okay, maybe he's not the one. Jake, you just say, oh, maybe he could be the number two. Well, on this current team, he's not the number two. Mm-hmm. And I think that bothers people. They want him to be the number two right now. Mm-hmm. And if Zach LaVine is the number one, DeMontis Sabonis is probably the number two. DeMar DeRozan is in this conversation somewhere, so he's no lower than three. And you could put those three guys in any order you want to before you get to Keegan. Yeah. And I think that upsets a lot of people. Zach LaVine's not going to be here. DeMar DeRozan's not going to be here. Those guys aren't going to be here. We never wanted them here. We don't like them. They're the Chicago Bulls. They're this, they're that, they're this, they're that. All right. Well, Keegan's not going to be the number two this year. Right. He certainly isn't going to be the number one. And I know there was this big baby face turnover at the Ringer, but, like, DeMontis is going to lead this team? No, man, I don't think so. Like, DeMontis can do a lot of great things for this team. Lead them is not one of them. Right. You need a guy who can go out there and get you buckets, and Zach LaVine can do that. And like it or not, DeMar DeRozan can too. And we can bitch and complain about defense all we want to, but let's just make sure we're consistent about who is and who isn't playing defense. Because that's going to be a long list if we're going to do that every day.
I brought it up the other day. Nick was kind of getting torched the other night. Don't nobody talk about that. Because they like him. And they like him.
Yeah, doesn't, oh, he'll grow. Yeah, he's a rookie. Right. He's a rookie. He'll figure it out.
And once again, like I said,
all right,
myself and you, we look at Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and be like, yo, he's doing his job. He's doing what needs to be done. Not that defense doesn't matter, but we don't nitpick that.
Mm-hmm.
But those two get nitpicked for their defense when they're scoring 25 a night. Let's do the same thing if that's what we're going to do. Because like I said, Luka lit his ass up. Luka lit everybody up. Yeah. But, yeah.
I'll say Luka lit up the Warriors last night, fam. All right? And the Warriors are supposed to be good defense.
Luka played exactly how he wants to play basketball.
He looked good yesterday.
And LeBron looked checked out as anything. That's
LeBron,
another conversation.
LeBron. LeBron was on that bench looking hilarious.
Like all of this talk about defense is it's fine. It's sweet. Like we have well established on this show for the last mainly 3 years because that was the only point in time it was worth having this discussion. You can't win a championship if you can't play defense.
That's facts.
There is no scenario that this team is winning a championship. Even at the beyond expectation marker, they're probably not winning a championship. So being concerned with defense in game one of the season is probably a waste of our time. I mean, when you talk about the teams that are really, really good defensively, you're talking about the championship contenders. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is just marginal. They're fine.
Right.
There's like they're fine.
The teams we saw last night are championship level teams.
Right.
The talking about the first game.
Yep.
That's why their defense looks crazy because these teams can win a chip. There's like four or five of those teams.
The best play of that whole game to me was just a subtle one at the end where, and I could absolutely be wrong. You see the game differently than I do. It felt like they were pretty comfortable knowing, they being the Oklahoma City Thunder, were really comfortable knowing what the Rockets were running on that final inbounds play before, I think it was the end of regulation.
The one that went to
when Chet switched onto KD off of the play, and it's like there's not very many teams that can do that.
Yeah.
But Chet's 7-1, and he can step out and guard Kevin Durant in that situation. And that was just one of those like, they're really good at this. Like they're really good at this, and they're really well coached.
Mm-hmm.
No one is going to confuse the Sacramento Kings, no matter what they do defensively. With that,
no.
Or the Phoenix Suns for that matter.
No.
So I'm looking forward to a 150-140 game tonight. Just hopefully that's in favor.
It'll
of
be
Sacramento.
Fun. Yeah, and if the Kings win, it'll be even more fun.
It'll be a lot more fun. Jake, we appreciate you as always, man.
We're not going to talk Sac State at all? Wow, that's wild. All right. I was ready for that.
What you got?
Did you have
you got a minute and a half. What you got?
I'm just going to say, I think I like the trash talk that Dr. Wood had. All right. I do. I think it's smart. I think it's savvy. I think we need more of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the wussification of our society right now. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I just wish he spoke a little truth about the stats that he said yesterday. That's all I have for him.
Well, to be honest with you, I looked at it a little bit too. Montana, this doesn't mean they're not a good team. They really haven't played anybody. They haven't had a tougher schedule than Sac State.
No, but they did lose to Cal Poly. They beat Cal Poly, and Sac State lost to Cal Poly at home.
But this isn't the BCS. That doesn't matter.
And also, that doesn't mean Cal Poly's good. Like, everybody looks at Sac State like, yo, you should have won that game. That's the team you should have beat. Cal Poly ain't good.
They threw four interceptions that game.
But the point being, Montana played a team that wasn't good. It doesn't matter if they beat them or not in this argument. Like, they played another team that wasn't that good. Sac State just lost to that team that wasn't that good. But his argument was they hadn't played nobody. And they kind of haven't. Like, I looked at the schedule. Like, they kind of haven't. I think they're, from what I've seen, they're legit. Like, they're a championship contender. That doesn't mean they're not good. But what he said about their schedule isn't that far off. Sac State might not be that good. They might not play somebody after this week. But
you can't see it on my phone. I did my research. He said some stuff about, like, total offense, offensive points per game, third down percentage that were just very off. But the rushing offense is on it. Sacks are on it. I did my research.
You know what? That's great. You know what he didn't do? He didn't call anybody a clown. And he didn't use any racially coded language yesterday.
That's true, too.
So, I mean, we can nitpick stats and numbers to death. But I went back and I watched the clip of Bobby Hawk. Also, here's a stat for you, Jake. Do you know how many times that a coalition of students and community leaders have rallied against Coach Marion and Dr. Luke Wood?
Zero.
Never. Do you know how many times that happened to old Bobby Hawk in Montana?
How many?
Yeah, enough to where it's not zero.
Yikes.
Sac State.
With that said, I know you're going to see Coach tonight. Pass on a message before tomorrow. They're going to have to beat their ass after this week.
Everybody think Montana is going to run over Sac State. They run the ball crazy right now. Mm-hmm. Montana better be ready to quit. They're averaging like 350 yards on the ground. Nobody's been able to stop it.
They're averaging 247 per game.
For the season.
Wow.
No, for the season. Look, the last
they were 300
four games
plus.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
like, it's been
games, it's over 300.
Crazy.
Yeah,
300 plus.
They like literally, because the last three games is like 335 or something like that.
Yeah.
Jake, we got the Lakers Sunday. Are we live?
Yeah.
Great.
You're not going to be there.
I'll see you next week, Jake. I'll see you next Wednesday, buddy.
Oh, yeah, we're live.
I feel like John Landis. See you next Wednesday.
Yeah, see you next Wednesday.
All right.
I'll see you guys at the home opener. I got a new suit. I'm ready to rock. All right, we got to take a photo. Just saying.
Well, catch us quick.
I'm not going to see you till Sunday.
I'm going to Sac State. I'm a slide by at the beginning of the Kings game, though, so I'll be there like first quarter, and then I'm going to Sac State.
I'm going to go to Sac State, and then I'll be there Sunday. He's speechless. Oh, my God, we left Jake speechless. Save the suit for Sunday.
Yeah.
Home opener, fam. Got to look good.
All right, man. All right, well, get more than one suit that you can showcase then.
Damn, just to you, specifically you.
That's a lie.
Okay. If there's anybody who dresses well in the Sacramento media game, it's Damian Barling, 50 feet of whatever you want to say, and the rest of us, all right?
Kenny Caraway does not agree with that. All right, Jake, I love you, buddy. We'll see you in a few days.
I'll let you, big dog.
That's a man, Jake Gaden. What do you want me to do, boss man?
I didn't realize it's 2 minutes.
I looked at Jesse and said, what do you want me to do? He legit looked up and went,
yeah, we probably go to 28. I thought it was like 2:14 still.
Nah, yeah, it's all good. We'll just keep going. Yeah. It don't matter. This show is flying by, bro.
It really is, man.
Oh, my God.
And it's basketball season now, so it's really going to be popping off.
This show is flying by.
That reminds you, before the Hall of Famer pulled up on us,
yeah,
I wanted to get your opinion on this thought about NBC broadcasting the games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide Wob talked about, you know, one of the differences, and we love TNT and everything else like that. But NBC, with what they used to do with basketball when they had them before, what they do with the NFL, the game is always front and center. It's about the game you're about to watch. And all the pregame shows are previewing the game, the story. Maria Taylor's sit down with the players that are going to be in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, that is front and center. And that's what was on display last night. And he talked about it, and it's nobody's fault. I think the monster of inside the NBA just got a little too big, but that was TNT. It was inside the NBA. It was almost to a certain degree, not exactly, but let's finish this game so I can hear what they got to say about the game. It wasn't the actual game, the pregame. Let's hurry up. Oh, man, Chuck and them are on. Oh, the game started? Oh, I'll come back at halftime to see what Chuck and them are saying. Mm-hmm. Or the game's up. Man, can we just get to inside the NBA? Because I want to, boy, they're going to be talking about street clothes. Yeah. Like, they almost became bigger than the game. And to a certain degree, that got NBA fans got programmed to that.
Sure.
Do you think that that has some merit when he was when he talks about that?
Yeah, a lot. I think there's a lot of validity to that remark.
The game was almost secondary on TNT.
Reggie didn't bother me a bit last night. I don't know why. Reggie did. I do not know why. Reggie did not bother me a bit. I don't know if he was toned down. I don't know if he's been produced a little bit. I don't want to say. I think you know what I mean when I say this. I didn't realize Reggie Miller was calling the game. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I knew Reggie Miller was calling the game. Mm-hmm. But usually I'm recognizing that Reggie Miller is calling the game or a part of the call. That never happened last night.
No shade to anybody else, but you know where I think that comes into play a little bit is Mike Tirico was so good.
And
that's no shade to Brian Anderson, whoever was with Reggie before.
So, and I think Harlan has been with Reggie. I think one thing that Reggie never really was good at. Marv, I felt like, was kind of past his. So that's a bit unfair. Like, Marv, there was a lot of nostalgia with Marv.
Yes!
But Kevin Harlan is a very dynamic play-by-play guy. Mm-hmm. And he's up here. And Reggie was often, like, right next to him or above. That's too much. Mm-hmm. Mike calls a lot of the game here. And his emphasis is flawlessly timed. Mm-hmm. And so is Kevin's, but Kevin starts at a higher place than Tirico does. I mean, these are two of the best play-by-play guys in the industry, but Kevin starts at a higher level than Mike does. Mm. And I think you're right. Like, that balances Reggie out a little bit, which creates it was a very pleasant broadcast. And I didn't, and maybe because it's new and maybe truthfully, the show that was airing before the first, we didn't get to hear it.
Right.
We saw it, got a little.
Other people didn't either, from what I heard. They had microphone issues.
Oh, did they?
For like the first segment, a little bit of the first segment.
Yeah, we couldn't, you know, obviously it's on our TV, so I don't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Then there was Mike at one halftime, and I missed halftime of the second game getting some things ready, so I don't know
what happened.
Of the second game?
Yeah.
No.
So they were doing a halftime. They were still in Oklahoma City. So they didn't. I wonder how that's going to go.
Please tell me the lights went out.
Well, they were set to, like, hey, we're going to break down what's going on. And apparently Chet Holmgren walked out while they were in commercial. And they were like, yeah, Chet, just come on the show. So Chet comes on the show and is talking. He doesn't have a shirt on. And just, you know, like a towel over his shirt and his championship ring, and they worked it out that way. But it was clear that was not the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And Chet, like, walked across the court or something like that, and they're like, we're about to go back on air, like, come on, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. Like, I wondered how they were going to do that being live, but they were still in the arena after, you know, that game had been long over. And
who was it? Maria?
Yeah.
Carmelo. Mm-hmm. Tracy. Vince Carter.
Yep. Shout out Melo, too. Don't listen to the people. Don't you dare put a suit on. Man, don't put a suit on, Melo. On, don't put a suit on.
That's my dog.
No, on, don't put a suit on, Melo.
Come on, man. The quarter zip was crazy.
Melo kind of stood out. He looked like a guest.
Hey, be you, Melo.
As it always is, Carmelo, like every person who plays basketball in braids, needs to have a 60-minute one-on-one sit-down with Carmelo Anthony. Mm. That man's hair has never not looked immaculate. Mm-hmm. Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
And if you're going to operate under the system of braids, there needs to be a rule. You operate under the Carmelo Anthony system of braids.
Right.
However, when we glanced up at the TV last night and saw Vince, saw Tracy McGrady, and then there's Melo, it's like, oh, look, Melo stopped by. he stopped by the table to say hi. Yeah. And, like, he's going to go sit down at his seat to watch the basketball game.
Nah, there's a number of different ways, Melo, you can do that. You don't have to wear the tie and the suit and tie. You could have the turtleneck. You could even have a form-fitting sweater with some nice slack. Like, there's a number of different ways.
I believe there's got to be a jacket involved.
I'm with that.
I think the jacket, like, you could do.
Throw on a hoodie, Melo.
You could do.
Throw on a hoodie.
You could do. Oh, man.
But, yeah, they. I thought everything was great last night.
Michael says, why would Melo be in OKC? I don't know. Why was he wearing a quarter zip? I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought the presentation was great. And that stuck with me for the whole night, that the game was on center stage with NBC.
I truthfully can't say I like thought about it last night. Mm-hmm. But it makes complete sense because I think time will tell, mm-hmm. right? Because we collectively, all of us, stuck around for a lot of bad basketball mm-hmm. on TNT to watch the post game because I think there is a lot of truth to that was often the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Like no matter how the marquee the game was, you were competing against
right. That's a great word.
You were competing yeah. against the inside the NBA,
mm-hmm.
and it's on tonight. I assume
inside.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, they're on ESPN.
I honestly wish it was dead. I don't care. Like it's better than the alternative,
mm-hmm.
which is something with Stephen A. screaming at me, mm-hmm. and I. It's fine. Mm. I'm not going to be anxious to turn it on, but it won't be bigger for the game for me anymore.
Right. And then I'm old school. Jesse, I wonder how you feel about this. It feels special on network TV. It
feels like a bigger game.
Yeah.
The game being on NBC yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'll even say like when the games are on ABC on like Sunday morning or Saturday night, that feels different
feels
than
bigger.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, it's like changing sports, I guess. But if Notre Dame is on NBC on Saturday or whatever, like, yeah, that feels like a bigger game just because, I don't know.
Yeah,
NBC,
they have fooled you into believing that.
Yeah,
for the
like it's
part.
Notre Dame. They don't really win anything ever.
Yeah,
it's just kind of
they have fooled you into believing
it's kind of living off of Rudy. But,
but that's
they literally made the national championship game last year.
Again, not that – who cares? Don't care.
They were a third down stop away from being one score away from winning.
They lost?
Wait, what?
What?
They would have got the third down stop. They would have had the ball down seven.
Kenny's doing everything he can to make this work.
Kenny could be right, but I don't know.
Kenny is doing everything he can to make this
work.
That
was the best play call Chip Kelly has had in a decade.
Didn't they lose like 43-0 to Bama in the national championship one time or something like that?
That was Manti Te'o. It was really good on NFL Network.
Yeah. He is actually.
Oh, Manti Te'o is terrific.
Yeah, he's really
good. He is terrific. His hairline always throws me off a little bit.
He looks a little different than he did in college to me. Maybe it's the beard. I don't know.
I think it's money.
Well, what you mean by that?
Well, I think when you make money, you can take care of yourself differently.
Maybe so, yeah. I thought you meant maybe he got some work done.
He might have done that, too. He might have done that, too, but he looks good.
Judge. Yeah, he looks great on
He looks good. He's great on Good Morning Football. The tough part is now I'm stuck, like, because I was like, normally I flip on the TV to Good Morning Football, but now basketball season is here, so it's like I don't want to hear about like that's not I don't want to hear about that all day.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, I'm going to go to First Take. They were talking about the Steelers. first of all. And then I saw Mad Dog, and I was like, well, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, Wednesdays are bad.
I'm out. So I went to, which sucks because Swagoo was talking, who I like. But yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm not, whatever's about to happen, I don't care. And I had to go to, like, SportsCenter on ESPN News.
Oh, wow.
And like, do you know, like, the Sports Center on ESPN News that's going against First Take?
Oh, is my girl Christina, is she on there yet at that time?
I don't know who your girl Christina is.
The ball head.
She's on when we're here.
She's on right now. Right now.
Like, she's right there.
She's on all day.
No, I think she's on when we're on.
Yeah, she's Did on when we're see? On. They went off. Now she's back on again.
Did you see Kendrick Perkins?
That was crazy. Yo, that was crazy.
There's a clip of Kendrick Perkins perhaps hitting on a very, very married L. Duncan.
Go ahead and send that one to HR.
Oh, man.
Jen?
Perk, why are you moving your face like that?
And he did like this lean back, and he was like, huh? It was like, oh, God.
He was wild for that.
Perk was.
Look at him now.
This might
look like you got a talking to. That's what he looked like.
So the good news is this.
Perk, have you ever shot that shot in your life? Have you ever worked on that shot in your life?
Do you practice this shot, Perk? Again, L. Duncan, very, very publicly married.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Perk. If she's so publicly married, he's got to be joking. Like, it's. He Perk ain't that bold.
See, Perk smiling. Like, maybe Perk didn't get a talking to yet.
I actually think him and L are cool. That's why.
Oh, no, like, they definitely are.
Yeah, so
but
that's why I think, like, it's. Yeah.
It was still weird. That's still weird. That was crazy. We will come back. James Hamm at the top of the hour. Kings basketball returns in 4.5 hours.
Let's go.
Oh, man. And we're here to talk about it. We've literally talked about everything except the games. We've talked about the presentation.
TNT, D'Lo, and KC. Jordan,
but we have not talked about the games yet. D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So,
no, hold on. This man really got like 5 Twix wrappers on the table when Dusty Baker pulled up.
Well, they were all in a bundle, and then Dusty thought they were real Twix, so he rummaged through them, and that's why they're all over the place.
At least we know
Dusty. Dusty Baker.
Huh?
Oh, Twix. Oh, yeah. Look. Oh, wait. No. Oh. Oh, there's none.
Can you imagine doing the pump fake on Dusty Baker?
I would have ran to go get him a Twix.
That's a tough look.
I got the last
one. Oh, damn.
Hey, yeah, now we're getting down to the trash.
Yeah, those Rice Krispie treats are really running out.
There's like Three Musketeers or something.
Yeah. Don't do that to Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers as
what's the silver one? That's Three Musketeers.
Yeah. Don't Three Musketeers as a regular candy bar, trash.
Okay.
As a mini bite, I eat like 5 or 6 of them. Isn't that weird?
I think you'll eat 5 or 6 of any candy.
Isn't that strange?
A little bit.
I would never go get a Three Musketeers candy bar.
I don't
bar.
Think I remember what a Three Musketeers tastes like, but it's obviously the worst candy that was in there because it's like the only one left.
It's fine. Like, it's not like bomb.
How is
it's
it terrible. Different than a Milky Way?
A little bit.
What's the difference between a Milky Way and a Snickers?
That's a good question.
I think I know.
No, what is it?
What?
Is it nuts?
Oh!
Let's call that a false start real quick, I guess. Harmless, but yeah... I don't know. Doesn't the Snickers have one too?
He didn't mean to go false start.
He didn't, but.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I think I was baited.
Yeah, we ran the play before he got over the line of scrimmage. It was Brian Burns on Sunday.
I don't think Milky Way has them. I think that is the difference.
Milky Way, no nuts?
No, I thought you said Snickers.
Snickers does have them. I don't think Milky Way does.
Milky Way is caramel.
Yeah, just the caramel and chocolate.
Well, what's Three Musketeers?
There's like some type of foam chocolate inside.
Foam?
Yeah, it's it's not foam, but it's something like that. I don't think they have caramel in it either. But I'll eat the little, I'm going to go get some at the next break.
Bryce, a chocolate mousse. Okay, that's the foam.
Oh, okay.
Calling it foam is wild.
Yeah, it's got some little foam in the candy. It's fine. Just eat around it.
Do you eat through the foam? Like, what do you do? Hey, it's just fluff.
I didn't even go say what I was going to say. We'll just
I'll say it.
No.
Coward.
Really? Yeah.
Coward.
No,
coward.
I'll say that.
We were laughing about what I said yesterday. You can't say what you have to say right now?
No.
I'll dump it. Don't worry. I'll dump it. You can trust me.
Nah, you was
I'll say it during the break. I will say it during the break. I will, but not. No, I ain't gonna say
yo, that. Look at this text from Kyle. This is.
What?
No, look at the.
Whoa. What's going on?
Okay, yeah. Now what?
Freaky radio station.
Steph, get up.
Why is Steph down there like that?
Who are you looking at?
Hold on. This got to go to the stream.
Oh, my God.
This got to go to the stream for those that haven't
Freaky
seen
it. Freaky radio station. I look.
Yeah, 69. Hey, that's his boy.
Steph Curry hit some 3-pointers. I'm sure there were other photos taken.
I think 5-7 the sheets or something.
Man, let's see. 95-7.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
Let's see here.
It's responsible.
And you know what makes it funnier? I just no. Hold on. What makes this funnier is the caption, the tweet reads, How excited are you for Warriors basketball after watching them beat the Lakers in the
Come
preseason?
On, man.
And that's the picture they use.
Steph Curry's really excited.
Come on.
There's 4 million pictures of Steph. Hey.
Come on, man.
Somebody get the Kendrick joint on this. And-
Hey, that's crazy.
Come on. Nah, man. Nah, we can't.
And then having the nerve to say, how excited are you? It's just terrible.
Salute to whoever posted it because they knew what they were doing.
Do you think they did?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Because I was going to credit them for being adults and not seeing what we see.
They're a sicko.
No, yeah. There's times where, like, I'll post, like, a Bad Kings video or whatever, and I try, like, I'll pick, like, a Sabonis sad face or something like that. Like, they know.
Oh, man. Hey, look, real quick. I feel like he was here for some of this, but earlier during the break, Stephen Brown was making a comment, and Jesse was like, hey, what's going on with Stephen Brown?
I know
Brown?
We questioned whether or not he was real or not.
What's up with that AI? So you weren't here when he was labeled Bot Brown?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I wasn't here for Bot Brown. I was here for, I guess, the beginnings of all this.
There was a very long discussion about whether Stephen Brown was a real person.
You weren't here for that?
I was here for, like, when we, like, talked about, was Stephen real and all that. But, like, I wasn't here for the robot stuff.
They hit him with the Bot Brown.
He's a bot.
Fair enough. Makes sense, I guess.
And now is Abby.
Bot Brown is a solid nickname.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. That is hilarious. This show's funny, man.
Okay, I was trying to find the clip for Stephen Brown. I got it. I got it. Here is the uncomfortable interaction.
What you need ibuprofen for when you have a perk?
I'm running back.
Some basketball and also drop a literary classic on us as well. Moby Dick, well done.
You ready for this one?
What
you need ibuprofen for when you have a perk?
Bro, put your tongue away.
The lean back.
Close your mouth, sir.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I really can't stand you, and I love you. Coming up, Sean.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Perk is funny.
Oh man,
Perk is hella funny.
I'm a Kendrick Perkins fan. I think he's pretty damn funny. Never
replied to our text messages.
No,
that's fine.
No, we talk about stations and broadcasts and everything. ESPN got the games tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll
Stephen
see.
A all the time.
Is Stephen A going to be on there today?
I don't think so because it's the inside crew. Right?
They pay him enough to where he's got to be everywhere.
Yeah, he's going to be hosting. They booted Ernie from the it's going to be Stephen A, Shaq, and Charles.
Yeah, ESPN was catching a lot of heat from NBC yesterday. Not from NBC, but just how they did their broadcast and all that.
Poor ESPN, who I don't have a problem with at all. They get classified as, like, the worst.
Did you see the NBA got bullied into putting the finals trophy logo at half court again?
Yeah, I did see that. And we didn't even ask for that. We just asked for the real logo on the courts in the corner. But now they're like, we don't want to be bullied no more. That's fine. They need to be careful with those because they're not painted into the court. They're like stickers. Hopefully nobody gets hurt.
Almost like the time that they.
I think all of those things are stickers, aren't they?
Well,
not painted, is it?
Back in the day, that NBA Finals script on the like the 15 feet mark that was painted into the court.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought all of those things were.
Yeah,
stickers.
That used to be painted back into the court. They would take that part of the court out and implement a new part of the court with that script.
Last time we had a court safety issue was when they tried to put the 1970s Bucks court against Kyrie Irving and the Celtics.
Oh, God, yeah. Kyrie.
I know this is, I trust me, I can tell. It's not the right one.
No, Kyrie, it's a new court. It's just meant to look like the old one. Nah, I can tell. That might be Kyrie's funniest moment. He really thought he was playing on a court from the 70s.
said, no,
Oscar Robertson
tell.
Fell right there. I remember it.
No, I could tell. I mean, we got to do what's best for us. No, Kai, it's a new court. Nah, I could tell. All right, Gary. All right, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Dusty Baker for coming to spend a few minutes with us as he was here on Baker Family Business and Baker Family Wines Business as we've got the 6-year anniversary celebration jumping off Sunday, November 2nd from noon to 5. If you haven't been to Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento yet, this would be the perfect day to do it. Sunday, November 2nd from noon to 5. You won't miss any of the football games. They'll be on the TV in there. They've got they're cooking up pizza. They got ooh la la desserts out there. And then, of course, new wine releases, specials. It'll be a great day to pick up some rosé, some 755, whatever your bag is. It'll be a great day to spend at Baker Family Wines. Jesse, we'll get back on track here. We'll come back. James Hamm will join us at the top of the hour. We got Kings basketball coming up in just mere hours. We're going to get you ready for it. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
James Hamm going to be with us coming up at the top of the hour as we've got Kings basketball returning this game in Phoenix. We spent a lot of time earlier just trying to... The tone of today's conversation, I thought would be a little bit more like excitement. Fans really have not come around to being excited. I thought as training camp started, some of the frustration and like just overall annoyance with this basketball team would just kind of go away. And oh, that's a new season. We're excited. That never happened.
Other than just team is here, basketball is here. Like what? Not trying to be a downer with this question, but like, what is there? Like, genuinely ask, like, what is there to be excited about? Because like, just
well, they haven't lost yet.
Well, I know that, but like just, like the end of the season, go like everyone's probably thinking they'll probably be a playing team. It's just
most.
What are you looking forward to this year?
There's normally at the very very least new season excitement, right? There's just the fact that it's a fresh start. There's the fact that it's something new, and there's the fact that it's just like, all right, we kind of can wipe the slate clean and start over. And that just has not happened at all with this fan base.
I wonder if it's like a lack of having a franchise guy here. Like there's just no...
Maybe.
There's no number one here right now. Like DeMar's is holding the place. But like,
I don't think there's a single player to rally behind.
Yeah.
Like DeMar, they won't rally around DeMar. They won't rally around Zach. Like the players they like the most are guys like Keon and Keegan, and they're obviously both really good ball players. They're not going to rally around Russ. There are a lot of Russell Westbrook fans here. There are a lot of Malik Monk fans here. Mm-hmm. And again, I think it's in important, and Kyle Mattson, you know, brought this up like a week or two ago or whatever it was. You know, doing the again, you're talking to small sample sizes, right? Like we're fortunate enough to talk to, you know, several thousand people a day talking to the show, doing the show, interacting on social media. You're probably talking to a smaller percentage of that. If you really dive into social media, you can increase the percentage and just get a feel for what people are talking about. I had a chance to survey people in person, mm-hmm. and ask them like how they feel. That there's probably an overlap between our audience, social media, and just Kings fans. And that brought a different, that group was excited about the season.
Right.
That group was excited. Keon was there. That group was really excited. Russell Westbrook was there. That group did not want to hear a single thing about Malik Monk being traded. It was just a different segment of our Kings fan population, our Kings fans population. And again, it's not all encompassing, but when you get to the Golden One Center on Friday, that's going to be a different reaction. They're going to be up. They're going to be excited. It's going to be very loud unless the Kings give them a reason to not be very loud. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook is going to get a massive reaction the first time he checks into a game. Malik Monk will get a massive reaction the first time he steps into a game. Zach LaVine will get a massive reaction if he knocks down a three. Mm-hmm. It's different, but we tend to just settle into the group that we're around. And the group that we're around, you know, this group in the Chatty House is obviously extremely passionate. I think there's a very large segment of Kings fans on Twitter that are just extremely passionate. There's jackasses who just look for reasons to be upset and just prefer to live in misery on social media under some alias, and that's fine. Live your life. Mm-hmm. But there is a really, really passionate group on that app, just there as there are on YouTube with us right now. And we just kind of settle into those groups a little bit, forgetting, well, no, there's worlds outside this one. There's fans outside the Chatty House. There's fans outside Twitter. There's fans outside the Galleria at Roseville. And there's fans outside the Golden One Center. And I have no clue what the prevailing thought is on this basketball team. But the one I hear the most is not very good. Mm-hmm. That's the one I hear the most.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not. But I'm going to give them a chance to show me that they're not.
That's really what it comes down to. I don't think, like, we've been asked for our opinions and what we think is going to happen with this team, and we tell you what we think is going to happen. That doesn't mean that's a fact. That doesn't mean we're saying there's just no chance of anything else. Sure, it could bottom out for this team because of talent, because of injury, because of whatever. I see the pathway where those things happen. I just don't think they're going to happen. And I think this team is going to be, continue to say, a lot better than people think, give them credit for. I think you're looking at a team that's going to be in the play-in, that's going to win 40 to 42 games this year, if they're healthy. Like, they're already starting behind the eight ball. Like, I'm without Sabonis and Keegan, that's tough. That's not being healthy right now when two of your starters are out to start the season. So that could affect the win total. That could affect who they might become as a team. But if they have relatively healthy seasons from their guys, I think it's a 40 to 42 win team.
I was trying to be slick and get the exact number, but it took forever. 37 and a half. Nope, that's not a Kings number. It's not a win total. That was the double demon on Luka Doncic last night on Prize Picks. And that bad boy hit. Only thing that prevented me from cashing in a 20 for 450 was the fact that Chet Holmgren, who is the giant Gonzalez and is 8 feet tall, and notoriously not a good rebounder, had a demon set at 10.5. And I thought, it's a big Houston team they're going against, but let me make a play here.
Okay.
So I took it.
Okay.
Man had 6 rebounds in the fourth quarter, and I thought, well, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Put the phone down, didn't think about it again. Thought, wait a second. This game went to overtimes. He get 4 rebounds through the fourth quarter into 2 overtimes? He got 1. He finished with 7.
Boy, these people are good, man.
Modest payday, but still a payday.
Yeah.
Really, Steph Curry was a half point.
Right.
That's why you got to
take advantage of those max nicks.
It was the gamble on Luka Doncic having a massive opening night for the Los Angeles Lakers, and that's exactly what he did.
So, last night, the wife was out of town real quick, took the daughter with her. Just me and my son.
Oh, wow.
It's opening night.
Very nice.
He had baseball practice. Got him from baseball practice. Man, hey, put some sweats on real quick, man. We're going to go to the sports bar, watch the game. We went to Chili's. It was either that or Buffalo Wild Wings. And we're like, let's go to Chili's. Picks.
Hey, Chili's is high class now. Shout out.
Chili's food is good. Like, they do their thing.
Chili's got us through this whole little recession thing.
Yeah. So on the way there, I'm like, oh, man, you know, it's kind of the fourth quarter of the Rockets Thunder game. I was like, oh, I got Kevin Durant, 21.5 points. He's at like 19. I think he might have been at 17 at that point. I was like, that's going to be a good look. I already got Sengun. He was at, for points, rebounds, and assists, he was at 33.5. He ended up with 57.
What a day he had.
He went crazy. I had the Steph Max discount. Mm-hmm. I was like, I got that. And at the time, SGA was at like maybe 13 points.
Mm-hmm.
His was 31.5. I had him less than that. I said, boy, I'm good. This might be, hey, dinner on me tonight. Dinner on me. We feeling good because all my people about to hit.
Just to be clear, dinner wasn't on you when you took your son to Chili's?
Well,
there was an expectation he was going to pay?
Well, actually, dinner on Prize Picks is what it was.
Oh,
okay. I paid.
Reese, get your birthday money out.
But I was feeling good. Kevin Durant, from like the 6-minute mark of the fourth quarter into the double overtimes.
Mm-hmm.
Took 1 shot. I said, what the hell is going on here? Yeah. Sengun and Amin Thompson just, nah, I got this, KD. Even Reed Shepard. I got this. Bro, what? And then, like I said, SGA, KD eventually got a little and-one and got, you know, we got that taken care of. But SGA, who had, like I said, 13 with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, ends up with 35.
Yeah.
so much like you, a nice modest win, but not what it could have been.
Yeah.
All right. I actually had to pay out of my pocket for Chili's, but that's all right. I had a good time with the son, but I'm back at it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back at it tonight because, you know, we got that Kings line.
Yeah. What are these Kings numbers looking like?
So I'm going to run this by you and let me know what you think.
Okay.
DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a goblin. Half a 3-point made. I want more.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Dennis Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
11 points. I'm going more. Dennis is showing up tonight.
Okay.
Devin Booker. Points, rebounds, and assists. 40 and a half. I want more with that
as well. I'd take that too. Yeah, I wonder what the goblin looks like on that.
Russell Westbrook making his Kings debut. Points, rebounds, and assists. 15 and a half. I went more. The Kings are, they got two starters out and Isaac Jones is out.
Oh, yeah. I'd do that too.
Yeah, Russ is going.
I'd do that too.
And Zach LaVine, 22 and a half points. I went more. I went all more.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. You could do the same. Download the PrizePix app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Once again, promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. PrizePicks, it's good to be right. I think this is the first of the year for Chatty House After Party. Yeah. Yeah, they're not on the list. What a way to start the, well, we started the second half yesterday. But this is a good way for Chatty House After Party to start the second part of the season.
Okay, question. Shout out to Manny, Chatty House After Party, for winning. Check the show out tonight, 8 p.m.
Yep.
Used to call so him. Does it start when you guys start talking prize picks or when you give your lineup?
When we start talking prize picks.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it be.
Yeah. I mean, it's one. It's not like the Hornets are going to win the conference here. So
damn.
Just give them this one.
Charlotte Chatty House After Party.
Shout out to Prize Picks who did.
Shout out to Chap. That's his
name. And like I said, we'll let him have the win. Chap. But the reason why I ask is because like D'Lo started the Prize Picks, and then that's why we got the other one starting there. But like I said, we'll leave it to the Hornets.
Yeah, shout out to Chap. Getting their first one of the season.
I need a Devin Booker play, and I like the one that you mentioned.
Points, rebounds, and assists.
I'm going. Oh, man, there's no way he's doing that. I'm going demon heavy. Free throw attempts, 6.5.
For Devin?
Shout out to Prize Picks for, like, I love this new format where you can click on a player and you can see all their. Yeah. That's
some great stuff.
That's a dope look. They have him at 6.5 free throws. He shot 1 versus San Antonio, 4 versus Oklahoma City. He's averaging about 4.5. He's averaging 4.8 in his last 3. That's not even a demon. That's just a regular. I've got a lineup right now that has 2.5 3-pointers made as a demon.
For Devin?
For Keon.
Oh.
I have 3.5 3-pointers made on a demon for Malik. And Russ's demon is 9.5 points. That's
crazy for a demon.
A $1,160 payday.
Woo!
On a power play. A flex play will get you $720.
I'm all right with the flex play.
Yeah, I'm not confident enough to go power.
All right,
so I'm gonna
flex play.
I'm gonna go flex. Woo! I feel. You know which one I feel the least confident in?
What's that?
Malik.
Yeah, that's a lot of threes.
Malik at the 3.5 number, I don't feel a lot of confidence in. I feel good about Keon. I feel great about Russ. Devin, yeah, I feel fine about Devin.
That's an all-demon lineup, by the way, right?
Devin's not a demon.
Devin's, oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Devin's not a demon.
Man, I love that NBA is back because NFL been beating my ass. Prize Picks. First of all, we can't ever get Brock Purdy in there. George Kittle just came back. No. They want me to make plays with Tunjus. Did you, I can't do that.
Did you see the story? I saw this on Monday, so it has to be real. That Kittle, they do like a tight ends meeting, and they like you got to like, you know, what goal do you have for this week? And Kittle said, "I want Christian McCaffrey to win the Offensive Player of the Year."
I didn't.
I mean,
see
I'm
that.
Sorry. I want Christian week. McCaffrey to win the NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Man, I didn't see that.
I read that article Monday.
Wow. I believe I.
And for those that are missing this, Christian McCaffrey was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week this week.
Yeah. And I, you know, a lot of times when people talk about like team play and what I would do and just want to win and all this other stuff, sometimes it becomes like lip service. I really believe George Kittle when he's like, if I got one catch and we ran for 175 yards and we won, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I legit believe him for that. Everybody want to catch the ball, like, obviously. But if what he's asked to do and what comes of the game plan that week results in a win, in a dominant win in his area, which is, like, the run game,
mm-hmm.
I believe him when he says, like, I'd rather have that. He shows it. Like, he literally shows it. He don't pout about not – he don't get passes in the Super Bowl. You know, I would have been like Kelce to Kyle Shanahan if I'm not getting the ball. He ain't never done that in two Super Bowls where they don't even pass him the ball. I believe him.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.